Following the client's strengths, you have your clinical formulation. So again, this is completed the same way as a full assessment. You want to indicate the primary diagnosis and, if applicable, your secondary or tertiary. Note there should only be one primary and, if applicable, one secondary diagnosis identified. Any additional diagnoses following the secondary may be added if applicable. When documented correctly, this section justifies all three components of medical necessity, so please keep that in mind. Quick reminders is that the diagnostic summary needs to justify the diagnosis as well as describe the functional impairment. You want to include enough diagnostic criteria from the DSM-5 to support the diagnosis or diagnoses, and ensure risk factors are clearly documented. Please remember that information should be consistent with what was documented earlier on in the assessment.